CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
There we go. The right mic is on. Now you can hear me. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to CFRC at 101.9 FM. This is Happy Town. Stick around for an hour of roots music, starting right now.
Oh, the people would come from far away.
With Bill Monroe and his friend, Jimmy Martin.
You knew our campaign was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hill of the town, our campaign played the fiddle on high. We rang, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and when he called Boston Boy, the greatest of all was Ginny Lee. To me, that's where fiddling begins.
Late in the evening, about sundown, on a hill above the town, rock a pin, played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Get that mournful day when Uncle Ben was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow. They knew it was time for him to go.
Late in the evening, about sundown, on a hill above the town, Uncle Ben played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Uncle Pen, a tune by Bill Monroe, performed there along with Jimmy Martin. Bill Monroe is often called the father of bluegrass. Jimmy Martin's often called the king of bluegrass. But that song is a tribute to Bill Monroe's uncle, Uncle Pen, who unknowingly had a big part in inspiring bluegrass because he had a big influence on his nephew there, Bill. So there you go. There's a little shout out for Uncle Pen. He played the fiddle and inspired Bill Monroe. Right now, everybody, we're in the midst of our funding drive. So right off the hop, I'll just ask you all to make sure to get on to cfrc.ca, and if you can make a donation, that would be wonderful, because that's what keeps us going through year to year. And this year, we're going to raise $25,000. That's our goal. So cfrc.ca, or you can go on the Queen's Giving page, Give to Queens, and you'll get a tax receipt that way. But here on the CFRC page, our secure donation page, you can also get a lot of fun stuff, prizes, and experiences. Like, you can have special requests played on the station or come in, co-host and things. So it's all there on CFRC.ca on the donation page. So check it out. Here's a little bit more old-time bluegrass music. This is Doc Watson, so he kind of walks the line, sort of in between different genres, but certainly old folk, old-time music, and bluegrass music. It's Doc Watson. So this is Doc with Merle with a couple tunes, Salt River and Bill Cheatham, two very famous tunes if you're into the old bluegrass instrumentals.
For to wind up the concert with tonight, we'll do a medley of two more of the old-time fiddle tunes. Salt Creek, or Salt River, I think the old tune was originally called. And that good old Bill Cheatham.
Listening to CFRC, there's one from Bill Monroe, along with Jimmy Martin. The two greats of bluegrass, I guess. You're going to make a list of the most influential bluegrass musicians. Well, obviously Bill Monroe would have to be on there, but Jimmy Martin would be in the top few as well. Okay, now I'm going to play you one from a songwriter from Halifax. This is Alexander Gallant, who came through Kingston, I don't know, about a month ago, I think, month and a half ago. And Alexander worked in Halifax and perhaps other places in Nova Scotia, I'm not sure. But he worked in the service industry, and that experience kind of inspired him to write songs and stories, because you meet a lot of interesting folks working in restaurants or bars. And so Alexander turned into a fine storyteller, and I'm going to play you one of his songs. This is the title track from Waiting Tables Blues. And it's called Waiting Tables Blues.
I grew up in the country. I ate a lot of strangers. I moved away. I moved away, that seemed all right. To start a rock and roll band, I mostly waited tables. I met you there, looked fine and he smelled strange. Then I wrote 1,000 songs and asked people for their allergies. I tried to die, I didn't succeed at anything. But I hung around with line cooks who died from overdoses. Now they're in hell, they never had that many options. I made some bad decisions. I've seen a lot of women, they're better off, I'm better off. I can't hear them crying. When I lost my arm and went to jail, I wrote a book that no one likes. It'll catch on in 200 years, that's what I think. For now I just say my arm back on, and I know that you can't, so I'm going out the country, I'm going home, and I live here forever. They'll name the main street after me, my family name, whatever that will be. And I'll meet all the neighbors, they'll have me around for dinner when they're not scared of my philosophy. They can teach me carpentry so I can build a hutch out on my lawn for my daughter to get married on. Unless I don't care for who she's marrying. You know, great-grandma had 400 kids. I've got more cousins than anyone. They're all insane. I don't call them. They're not invited to the wedding, my daughter. They all say, take pictures of the ocean. I walk like Charlie Chaplin. I'm just as smart as him, and I'm taller. The air here smells sweet. There's still magic in things. Apples fall onto people's lawns and then get rotten.
There's one from Alexander Glant. I'll play another one from the East Coast. This is an old one. It's Rita McNeil with She's Called Nova Scotia. That comes off of a collection, The Sounds of Nova Scotia, that came out there. Well, I've had the CD for a while, so it must be a while, but I don't see the date on it. At least 10 years. Here's She Must Be, or She's Called Nova Scotia from Rita McNeil on Happy Town CFRC.
She grows on you slowly the first time you meet. There's just so much beauty the heart can believe, and you want to stay longer, and she's ever so pleased. You're one of the many who don't want to leave. So walk through her green fields or down to the sea. The fortune in your eyes is more like a dream. She's called Nova Scotia, and she's so made you feel. You've discovered a treasure no other has seen. It's hard to remember the places you've been. For once in her presence, she's all that you see. And she cradles you softly like a warm, gentle breeze, and wins your heart over with a feeling of ease. So walk through her green fields, go down to the sea. The fortune in your eyes is more like a dream. She's called strangers from far away shores, while deep down inside her, some walk through her soul. And at night in her slumber, the wind softly calls, and awakens her spirit that lives in us all. So walk through her green fields, go down to the sea. The fortune in your eyes is more like a dream. She's called Nova Scotia, and she's so made you feel. You've discovered a treasure no other.
Legendary Rita McNeil of Cape Breton Island. That is a song that's very much a positive song about Nova Scotia, but it's a beautiful place, so I'm sure it was easy for her to write that one. Oh, all right. We're going to have one from Alexander Gallant, another one that's all about working in the restaurants of Halifax. This one is called Celebrity Chef. Another one with a bit of humor in it. Alexander Gallant.
Did you hear about the new spot by the celebrity chef? His last one collapsed and crushed 20 people to death. But he's got a new one. I heard they serve mulled wine. I used to work for him and his firstborn child. She would stand in the kitchen on her phone and make the soup too mild. She broke glass in all the butter scones and then blamed me. I tried to tell him that. He said he had a degree in philosophy. And then he told me he used to play in a band. It wasn't helpful. It wasn't relevant at all. I started thinking then maybe he was a stupid man. He had a necktie on, shaped just like a razor clam. He used to cook for the troops. He used to cook for the basketball team. He told me 20 years ago no one cared about food in this town. I said, incidentally, 20 years ago you could afford a place to settle down. Cocktails cost $22. Ooh. He told me to use the expensive salt. And he told me not to mention the allegations at all. He's got a book deal. It's about sliced bread. Long time ago, I was down in Vimy Ridge. I was trying to take some nice pictures to bring back home and put on my fridge. I was thinking at the time how so many people died for nothing. Maybe that's just my modern sensibility. Maybe I don't understand exactly what they did that makes me free. After all, I am only in the background of several pictures of a celebrity chef. You say that?
Alexander Galant. Off the album Waiting Tables Blues, that one's called Celebrity Chef. Next up, we're going to have one from George Jones, and this one's called The Legend of the Christmas Rose. And it's sort of a legend that was made up, I guess, maybe in the 60s. It sort of reminded me of the Little Drummer Boys. I'm thinking after this song, I'm going to play the Little Drummer Boy for you. So these are non-canonized Christmas stories. And this one seems to involve a shepherd girl who comes with a rose to give to the baby Jesus. Let's see here. Here's George Jones. Thanks to Pete Dietschman for getting me in touch with this song I'd never heard before.
Merry Christmas, Red!
Merry Christmas, girls. Say, by the way, did you ever hear the story of how the Christmas rose came to be?
No.
There's a story I must tell you. Not too many know how it goes. It began upon first Christmas night. It's the legend of the Christmas rose. Well, it was a long, long time ago, and from the east there came three wise men, bearing gifts they had brought from afar. They had traveled for a long, long way with their guiding light, a brilliant star. And in the distance stood a little shepherd girl whose eyes were sad, for she had no gift to offer to the child. And as her tears fell to the ground, white roses started growing there. And when she placed them by the babe in the manger, it seemed he smiled as his fingers touched the petals. A pale shade of pink there appeared just at Christmas time. This flower grows, that's the legend of the Christmas rose. Christmas.
All right, that was The Legend of the Christmas Rose, and that was Red Sovine doing that one. I said it was going to be George Jones because it's on an album called George Jones and Others with a Lonely Christmas something. Lonely Christmas Classics or something like that. It's only part of the album, but I can see George Jones looking at me on the screen, and that's why I told you that was George Jones. But he's just the guy that got to be on the album cover. I guess he was maybe the most famous name on the list of artists, so that's why. Red Sovine singing that one I never heard before. Excuse me, I'm getting myself situated here to do the little drummer boy, because once you got a rose for Christmas, the next thing you want is a drum solo. So here's the little drummer boy.
Shall I play for you? Pa-rum-pa-pum.
Little Drummer Boy. There you go. There's another story of non-canonized Christmas events. Next up, we're going to have one from a friend of mine here, local folk country honky-tonk, sometimes bluegrass musician, Al Duquette. This is one of my favorite songs off of his record. He's got a lot of great originals on here. This one happens to be a cover of an old Carter Family song, though, and it's called Are You Lonesome Tonight from the Carter Family. Elvis picked this one up, too, afterwards. But I like this old version.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me, I say? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Does the chair in the parlor seem empty and bare? Do you miss me and wish I was there? Does your heart fill with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Days. I have counted the months and the years. I have counted on you since we drifted apart. Tell me, dear, are you lonesome, sweetheart? Does the chair in the parlor seem empty and bare? Do you miss me and wish I was there? Does your heart feel with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Does the chair in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you miss me and wish I was there? Does your heart fill with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Al Duquette with Are You Lonesome Tonight? And that comes off of his solo album, which is called Al Duquette Tales of the Wild West, and it was produced by Tom Savage. Tom Savage was posting about it on Facebook the other day as a part of a promo for the sessions he does at the RCHA Club downtown on Ontario Street, and he was talking about producing that album and what fun he had doing that. And anyways, then so I thought I'm going to listen to that again. That's Al Duquette, Tales of the Wild West. Next up, we're going to have one from a band called The Crossing, who have a new CD here that just came out. In fact, this is officially coming out in January, so we have this advanced copy to get you riled up for that. This is The Crossing from Dandelion Highway, track number 2. It's called We Are Gold. Dandelion Highway on Happy Town CFRC.
Rushmore always breaks my heart.
I still can't.
Coffee dates had fallen apart.
Never knew what I'd be missing.
So please think for me. If you do, tired of being told you were punching low.
There's a new one called We Are Gold from Dandelion Highway from an album called The Crossing. And right now we're going to have a few words from CFRC. And before we do that, I'm going to ask you all to... There we go. There's a bit more of the great album from The Crossing. That was called The Crossing, that one. That's the intro. So that's just a teaser for next week when I play more from this album. But right now, we're going to have some words from CFRC in the way of some promos and PSAs. And before we do that, I'd just like to remind you all, we're doing the funding drive right now. And we have a goal of $25,000. We're going right to the end of the year. And as you know, if you listen to this song with any, or this show with any regularity, then you know that this show likes to focus on roots music of different types, folk music and country blues, singer-songwriters a lot. And CFRC promotes singer-songwriters all the time. They come into our CFRC live sessions and perform, or just perform on other shows as well. And we play lots of new music that you're not likely to hear because it isn't big yet. Maybe it will never be famous, but it'll just be there for those who like it. And because it's good, and that's special. It's that's what CFRC is all about. And then maybe something that CFRC promotes, maybe a band, will get famous. But fame isn't what music's all about. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And here at CFRC, we play music all the time that comes to us through, well, say I go to a show and there's a band that's playing their first gig, and then I can get their CD and bring it over here and play it for you all, which is pretty fun to be able to do that. So please support CFRC through the funding drive at cfrc.ca. And you can win all sorts of great stuff, some swag, some prizes from local businesses, things that have been donated from lots of great local businesses. So check it out. We're going to have a little bit more about that just in a minute here in our promos. So stay tuned for that.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
CFRC
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
Francis with one called I'll Be Home for Christmas. So a little earlier I played a song called The Legend of the Christmas Rose, which I'd never heard before, and from Red So Vine, and then we had The Little Drummer Boy. This one is the third song of the show that falls into the category of Christmas stories that aren't canonized in the New Testament. It's one called The Cherry Tree Carol, which exists in some Christian texts, I think the Gnostic texts, but so it got a lot closer to being in the New Testament than, say, the little drummer boy or the shepherd girl with the rose or the Rudolph or Frosty or anything like that. But it didn't make the final version. I think they thought that it might be a little too off the wall to be in there. But it certainly sounds nice in the song. This one was recorded by a lot of artists like Judy Collins and Joan Baez. Great folk singers. So I'll try to do it here. When Joseph was an old man, and an old man was he courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. As they were walking out in an orchard green, there were berries and cherries as thick as may be seen. There were berries and cherries as thick as may be seen. Then up spoke Mary, so meek and so mild, "Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child." Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. "Let the father of your baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee." Send it out to my friends Leanna and Alan, who made a donation to CFRC. And as a special thank you, I'd like to play this request going out to them, Chains of Cardiff Township, which comes off my 2013 CD, The Fall.
Not anymore. It was a sunny day in August. she finally walked out the door.
Thank you all for listening to Happy Town this evening, and don't forget, we're in our funding drive here, and we would sure love your support sometime between now and the end of the year. And if you've already made a donation this year, thank you so much. www.cfrc.ca/donate now, and you can get all sorts of cool stuff, all sorts of things donated from great local businesses, and CFRC swag as well, so check it out. And I'll leave you here with a song from Gordon Lightfoot. And after that, we'll have Zodiac Chiller for an hour of great Zodiac readings and music, eclectic music. So check that out coming up here in just a few minutes. Here's Gordon Lightfoot with Rainy Day People. And we'll say goodnight with that. Take care.
Rainy Day People always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't
day people always seem to know when you're feeling blue. Highest stepping strutters who land in the gutter sometime need one too. It on.